Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, everyone. This is Jerry, Jammin' Jerry, whatever you want to fucking call me. Some of you, especially two females on my list, and probably a couple other people, especially if you're friends of these two, I'm willing to bet you I'm going to lose friends over this. But at this point, if people unfollow me over this, then, well, that's their choice at the end of the day. But it'll prove my point. There are two people, and they're doing this publicly, so I can say who they are, and this time I plan on it. Who, while I have stated in the past, you know, your Twitter's your Twitter, do whatever you want. And for the most part, I agree with that. But when two certain people, and neither one of them are better than the other, I will point this out in just a moment, neither one is better than the other, not only do you two fight, bring up drama, hate each other, and within less than 24 hours, you're the best of friends. You also drag your friends into it. How do I know this? I watched it on Twitter tonight. Now, I don't know Chantel too well. But Chantel, all I'm going to say is if you've got the problems you claim you do, and I'm not saying you don't have them, it's not that at all. I don't know you, so I have to give you the benefit of the doubt. So I shouldn't say if you have. I will say, I'm not saying if you have as in I don't believe you. I'm saying if you have as in if what you're saying is true, that you do have these things. But at any rate, if you are as bad off emotionally as you say that you are, you need to quit watching what Amber says on Twitter, block her, unfriend her, move on. If Amber continues to be a problem, then you report her. Case closed. You antagonize the problem when you keep responding, keep responding, keep responding, keep responding. I'm sorry, but people say that what I do on Twitter is annoying when my Echo is tweeting what I'm listening to. No, what's more annoying is seeing two people who apparently want to be friends, but because the ex-boyfriend of one of them is now dating the other, all kinds of problems arise. That's more annoying than seeing now playing on Twitter. Because at least the now playing thing can be filtered if you have a filterable client. That's all I'm going to say about Chantel. Now we're going to move on to Amber. Amber, you hypocritical bitch. And the reason I call you a hypocritical bitch, and before you try jumping my throat, before you try jumping me, period, you better sit and listen to this before you, in other words, think before you respond. You sit there and you laugh at Chantel. You sit there and you continue to antagonize her. You sit there and say, oh, well, you're doing this and you're doing that and you're doing this and you're doing that. Hey, Amber, who was the one who on one of my live shows, and I can prove this if I need to, because I still have the archive, went on my show and typed in a message that I ended up reading on the air when people constantly on my show we're asking you, what would you do if mommy can't bail you out? You said, and I roughly quote, that's okay, I know how much money I get when my mom dies. So you want to sit there and say that, you know, Chantel's a liar and you're going to believe your boyfriend. You know what? Just because he's your boyfriend doesn't mean he's telling you the truth. Now, I'm not saying he's lying either. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is you cannot do it the way you're doing it. There are two sides to every story, Amber. And you need to listen to both sides of the story. Then you drag your friends into it. Quite frankly, I don't know who you think you are. The only time I ever say anything here lately, yeah, I used to be a bit of an asshole and a prick and whatnot. Now, the only time I'm an asshole and a prick is when the person deserves it. When I can back up what I'm saying. If I sit here and say, Amber said this, I will be able to prove it if I say Amber said this. You two need to leave each other alone because you're obviously, you two, you know what? I don't know who fights worse, you or my sisters. And my sisters fight pretty fucking bad. Like I said, I don't know who's worse right now. I'm trying to see the best in high truck. I'm trying to see the best out of you both. But right now, the way you two fight, squabble, bitch at each other, yell at each other, pick on each other, are mean to each other, and then you turn around the next day, and not only do you act like nothing's happened, but you're practically the best of friends. If the shit continues, I won't have to worry about you guys unfollowing me because I'll unfollow you both. Miss Amber, who says, oh, the fucking drama continues with Chantel, with the girl. We knew who you were talking about. No, Amber, the drama continues because you keep at it. When you said, and I quote, this conversation ends now. When Chantel said something to you, what should you have done? I don't know. Maybe ignore it. But because you didn't ignore it, guess what happened? It kept on going. So no, Chantel's not the only one to blame here. You both are. Neither one of you walked away from the conversation. And then the guy that Chantel lives with, not Amber's current boyfriend, but the other guy, I can't think of his name. He seems nice enough. He ended up getting involved. Not too much, but he did a little. And then some other Dean person gets involved. I just don't get it. Yeah, at the end of the day, people, it's your Twitter and you can do what you want. But you know what? I find the retweets of the Red Sox less annoying than I do your bickering and squabbling. You know what? You know what, folks? This is what I find so despicable about the whole thing. So much bickering, and look at how many people are losing their lives. You don't know if you have tomorrow to say, I'm sorry. None of us know if we have tomorrow to say, I'm sorry. You may not be able to take those words back. So the next time you want to get in a big-ass squabble fight, why don't you stop and think about those words? That you may not have tomorrow to say I'm sorry. And it's also possible you may not have tomorrow to ask for forgiveness. There is way too much crap going on in the world. I mean, I understand, yeah, we're all going to have our little squabbles. But these squabbles are almost on a daily basis. I bit my tongue long enough. And I just got to the point where I couldn't hold back no more, you guys. I'm sorry. And I will say I'm sorry. But if you guys do decide not to follow me, that's your choice. But I'm just going to tell you right now, if it continues, I'll unfollow you. Because I don't want to see it. I already see enough pain.